It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Carrie Richardson from Apple Country Home and Gift. And coming up this weekend, it is the Christmas Treasures Market benefiting Carbon Christmas, going on Saturday from 10 to 5 up at Carbon High School. We're going to talk a little bit about what Carbon Christmas is and what they do, and then we'll get into all of it. I mean, we've got booths, we've got food vendors there, Santa's going to be there, all kinds of great fun, and I love these kind of markets because the cool thing about them is we all have that person that is so difficult to shop for, and if you can't find something for that person at this market, I don't think you're looking hard enough. Carrie, how are you this morning?
I'm awesome, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Anytime you want to come in and talk, and especially Christmas time. Christmas time's a good time for everybody. So let's talk for just a moment about Carbon Christmas. We're going to have the student government from Carbon come in and give us a little bit more information. But this is really a way for the entire school to give back, I think, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And the community.
And they come up with all these different, you know, things to do and all these different things that, you know, they get the students involved in, and then they take the money at the end of the month, really. And I think when I was talking with Pam Erickson up there at the high school, I think she said she's going to go shopping on the 22nd. But they get all of this together, and then they take care of a lot of people in our community. And this is one way to kind of help out with that. Once again, it's going on Saturday from 10 to 5 up at Carbon High School. And, you know, I was sitting here, we were talking about it, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you told me you're going to have between 70 and 80 booths.
Yes, this year is going to be our biggest year yet. We are so excited. And like Dave said, if you can't find something here for everyone on your list, I don't know what to tell you, because there is going to be a little bit of everything at this fair.
And that's why I'm saying between 70 and 80 booths, if you can't find it, it may not exist.
Yeah, I'm sure it doesn't.
So just give us an idea of some of the booths that you've got that are going to be up there. We don't have to go through all of them, but just some of them.
Well, I know that we're going to have a lot of homemade booths, which anymore is really hard to come by. Everything's gone commercial. And so we have wood crafts. We have furniture. We have some really creative people here in Carbon, Emery County. And we've even extended beyond to other parts of the state with vendors this year. And so we have one of our favorites is the cheese ball lady from Emery County. So if you haven't had a cheese ball, you need to come down and get a cheese ball. And those are great gifts as well. But we have crocheted items, we have candles, we have gift items, handbags. I know we have a ton of homemade vendors this year that have awesome items that I am excited to purchase.
And the one thing, too, that we talk about when we talk about looking for that special gift for someone, you're always going to find unique gifts as well at these things.
Oh, yeah. This is stuff you don't find at Target and Walmart. This is amazing, one-of-a-kind, unique Christmas gifts.
All right. So we've got the booths are just one part of it.
Oh,
you're
yes.
going to have like 70 to 80 booths. You said you're going to be set up in Grand Canyon Hall and possibly both gyms.
Yes. This year we're going to need both gyms.
Which is awesome.
Yes.
All right. But then also you're going to have Santa there.
Oh, yes. Santa is one of the highlights. And he will be there from 1 to 3. And this year, Carbon Christmas and the student government are going to be doing pitchers for $3. You don't have to get one, but if you do, it's $3 and it all goes to benefit Carbon Christmas.
And then there's another way that you can help out, and that's just by going. You guys are going to charge a 50-cent admission. All that goes to Carbon Christmas as well. But you're going to kind of sweeten the deal a little bit with that 50-cent admission, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. So 50 cents is nothing, really. I mean, who doesn't have 50 cents in their pocket? And it goes to a good cause. And so, but as one way for us to give back to the community for coming to this event, everyone who comes and pays their admission fee, we're going to put their name in a drawing. And every single vendor that is attending the market this year is donating a prize to be given away to probably every half hour. We're going to give away 5 to 6 gifts.
You got plenty to give away with 70 to 80 people there. And you know what? Plan on going up and spending the day, because you're also going to have some really good food going on up there that day.
Oh, yes.
So let's talk about your food vendors.
Oh, we're going to have Ruben's Barbecue. We're going to have Mama D's Kitchen. We're going to have D's Kitchen Street Tacos. We're going to have donuts freshly made. We're going to have roasted almonds, cashews. Come check out that booth. We're also going to have the student governments doing waffles. So I'm excited for that.
And the cool thing, you said there is one thing about the waffles that the student government is doing as far as another donation.
Oh, yes. So all the proceeds from the waffles go back to Carbon Christmas.
So plenty of great things getting ready to happen up there. And once again, this is Saturday, the Christmas Treasures Market that's benefiting Carbon Christmas. Saturday, December 2nd from 10 to 5. Santa's going to be there from 1 to 3. Just 50 cents to get in. That admission is going to get you a chance to win some great stuff. And of course, things like that, the proceeds are going to go to Carbon Christmas, just kind of helping out the student government up there at Christmas time as they get ready to just, you know, give back to the community. Just one way that they have found that they can do this. Carrie, thank you so much for coming in and talking about it this morning with us. And you are a busy lady this time of year, so I'm not going to keep you any longer.
Yeah, I don't know what I'd do if I wasn't, though, Dave.
Well, it keeps you going.
Yes, it
keeps
does.
You going. All right, so for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.